六月二十四号啊
January to June 24th
有一位诗人在美国纽约病逝了
A poet in New York City has passed away
享年七十三岁诗人的名字叫严厉
The poet whose name was Yan Li passed away at the age of 73
他是当年的朦胧诗人中间重要的一位这个朦胧诗派啊，是上个世纪七十年代末八十年代初在中国形成的一个重要的诗歌流派。
He was an important figure in the circle of Haiti poets. The Haiti poetry movement emerged in China during the late 1970s and early 1980s.
代表的诗人
，represented by the poet，
包括北岛、舒婷。
Including Xu Ting of Bader,
古城
Ancient City,
芒克江河
Seven of the Seven Kingdoms,
杨炼啊等等
Hey, Yang Lion, wait a minute.
还有当然还有严厉啊
Of course, there is also the strict one.
那么朦胧诗作品的内容呢，包含对社会现实的反思。
The content of the misty poetry includes reflection on social reality.
在困境当中寻找光明，富含英雄主义和人道主义。
Finding light in adversity is full of heroism and humanity.
这个诗人严厉啊。
This poet is harsh.
他生于一九五三年。
He was born in 1953.
16岁被分配到了北京第二机床厂当工人。
At the age of 16, he was assigned to work at Beijing's second machine factory.
这个期间呢
,During this period,
他认识了另外一位
He met another one,
后来也是著名朦胧诗人的芒克。
Later, he also became a famous blind poet.
并且呢开始写诗。
And then he started writing poetry.
后来严厉在这个北岛和芒克等人创办了一个诗刊上。
Later, Yan Li published his poems in a literary magazine founded by him and the blind man.
叫今天上面发表诗歌。这些诗歌
Today's poems, these are the poems published above.
后来在报刊上发表的时候呢
Later, when the article was published in newspapers,
被统称为朦胧诗
known as the misty poetry.
那当时啊，年轻的北岛已经写出了回答。
At that time, the young director had already written a response.
就是卑鄙是卑鄙者的通行证。
Being despicable is the pass for the despicable.
高尚是高尚者的墓志铭。
Nobility is the epitaph of nobility.
诗人芒克呢写出了心事。
The poet blank wrote his thoughts.
太阳升起来。
The sun rises.
天空血淋淋的，犹如一块盾牌。
The sky was blood-stained like a shield.
严厉呢也在今天这个刊物上发表了像《我是雪》、像《别离之后》等等。
In today's issue of the magazine, Yan Li also published works such as I Am Snow, Separation, and so on.
诗歌作品。
Poem.
但是相当一部分精力呢，还用在画画上。
However, a significant amount of effort is still spent on drawing.
所以在报刊上发表的诗歌啊，不多。
Therefore, there are not many poems published in newspapers.
正因为如此
，Therefore，
严厉作为朦胧诗派的一员
，and as a member of the misty poets，
并不十分的抢眼
，not very eye-catching。
1985年的时候
，in 1985，
严厉呢去了美国
，he went to the United States。
他一直在美国写诗啊
，he has been writing poetry in the United States。
画画，严厉的去世。
The painting depicts a stern-looking man who has passed away.
也引发了人们对于一代朦胧诗人的怀念。
This also sparked nostalgia for the generation of misty poets.
我查了一下一部分朦胧诗人的近况啊。
I've been looking up the recent news about some obscure poets.
大概介绍一下。
Here is a brief introduction.
首先是朦胧诗的代表人物北岛。
First, there is Biro, a representative of the modern poetry.
他从1989年开始呢，旅居欧洲和美国。
He started traveling in Europe and the United States from 1989.
2007年开始定居在香港。
Started living in Hong Kong in 2007.
2012年的时候
In 2012,
北岛啊，突发中风，一度丧失了语言和读写能力。
North Island experienced a sudden stroke, which resulted in the loss of language and reading skills.
在康复之后呢
After recovery,
他重新写诗
He rewrote the poem,
写散文
write an essay,
并且还画画
and also draw.
现在啊，北岛是香港中文大学的讲座教授。
Now, North Island is a professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
这个朦胧诗派里边唯一的女性代表人物。
The only female representative in this school of poetry.
舒婷啊。
Shooting.
也是朦胧诗派当中唯一一位体制内的作家。舒婷的《致橡树》啊。
One of the few poets in the Misty Poetry School who was still within the system, Shootings to the Oak Tree.
沈雨峰
Chen Wei Feng.
祖国啊
My country.
亲爱的祖国
Dear Motherland.
这都是中学课本必选的篇目
These are all essential chapters in the middle school textbooks.
舒婷呢，还曾经担任厦门市的文联主席。
In addition, Shooting once served as the chairman of the Writers Association in Xiamen.
她退休之后啊
，After she retired,
定居在厦门的鼓浪屿啊。
I live on Yulingyu Island, which is located in Xiamen.
一个非常美丽的小岛。舒婷呢，平时深居简出。
A very beautiful small island, Shooting, usually leads a simple and quiet life.
基本上不再进行诗歌创作了。
Basically, I've stopped writing poetry.
日常就是读书啊，写些散文。
Reading and writing essays every day.
随笔为主。
Essays.
性情也低调温和。
He is also quiet and gentle in temperament.
前不久啊
，Not long ago，
舒婷的一篇回忆
，One of Shooting's memoirs，
故城的散文呢被广为传颂
，The prose of the old city is widely praised。
那说到故城
，Speaking of Guqing，
那可是朦胧诗派当中一个天才啊
，He was a genius in the Misty School，
也是一个悲剧性的标志性的一个人物。
He is also a tragic and iconic figure.
顾城的名句是黑夜给了我黑色的眼睛。
Yuo Chang's famous line is, The night gave me black eyes.
我要用去
I want to use it up completely.
我去用它来寻找光明。
I use it to find the light.
1988年
1988
顾城和妻子谢烨移居新西兰的激流岛
Whose city and his wife Zai Yi moved to the remote island of Fiordland in New Zealand
1993年10月8日
October 8, 1993
因情感纠葛杀害了谢烨
He killed Zai Yi due to emotional entanglement.
然后呢
Then,
顾城自缢而死
Whose city committed suicide by hanging.
终年37岁啊
I'm 37 years old all year round.
顾城在离世之后啊，留下了无尽的话题和故事
After Guqing's death, he left behind countless topics and stories.
在江湖上传颂。
In the world.
另外，朦胧诗人还有一位叫梁小斌啊。
Another famous obscure poet is Yang Xiaorobin.
代表作是《中国》。
Notable works include China.
我的钥匙丢了。
My key is lost.
还有一首叫《雪白的墙》。
There is also a song called The White Wall.
梁小斌呢，后来定居安徽合肥。
Later, Yang Xiaorobin settled in Hefei and Hubei.
2013年因突发脑梗导致双目失明。
In 2013, he lost his eyesight due to a sudden stroke.
但是呢，仍然写诗啊。
But it still shows up.
2005年，就是去年的时候。
In 2005, it was the year before last.
梁小斌呢，还有一首组诗叫《绕到世界背后》，发表在诗刊的头版头条上。
Yang Xiaorobin also has a set of poems called Round the World Behind, published on the front page and first edition of a literary magazine.
还有就是不能不提到诗人食指，在朦胧诗的代表人物当中。
And of course, we can't forget to mention the poet who is a representative figure in the realm of obscure poetry.
食指呢，肯定不是第一位。
The actual result is definitely not the first.
但是呢，他是影响了很多朦胧诗人的诗人。
However, he was a poet who influenced many of the poets in the misty poetry movement.
很多人，包括阎立啊。
Many people, including Yan Li.
盲客呀。
Blind man.
就是因为读了食指的诗歌之后才开始写诗的。
It was because I read concrete poetry that I started writing poetry.
所以食指被称为是朦胧诗先驱啊。
So, he is essentially considered a pioneer of the misty poetry movement.
那么食指的这首《相信未来》这首诗也是在中国被朗诵次数最多的这个诗歌之一吧。
So, this poem, Believing in the Future, is also one of the most recited poems in China. Well,
当我的紫葡萄化为深秋的露水。
When my purple grapes turn into the dew of autumn.
当我的鲜花依偎在别人的情怀。
When my flowers are nestled in someone else's memories.
我依然固执地用凝霜的枯藤。
I still stubbornly use the frost-covered withered vines.
在凄凉的大地上写下。
Written on the desolate land.
相信未来。可惜的是，诗人食指本人呢，因为患精神方面的疾病，需要常年居住在北京的福利院。
I believe that the future is uncertain, but unfortunately, the poet himself suffers from mental illness and needs to live in a welfare home in Beijing for an extended period.
那么近年来呢，食指啊还曾经获得过人民文学的这个诗歌奖。
So, in recent years, he actually won the People's Literature Poetry Award.
朦胧诗派的诗人大多生于50年代左右。
The poets of the Misty Poetry School were mostly born in the 1950s.
现在进入了古稀之年。
Now I am in my 80s.
这些人都是中国文化事件的亲历者。
These people are all witnesses to Chinese cultural events.
活化石啊。
Fossil.
我们会永远的关心他。
We will always care about them.
记得他。
Remember them.
那么最后呢，我想再来读一首这个阎立的诗歌几句嘛。
So, finally, I would like to read a few more lines of this stern poem.
以纪念这位在异国他乡去世的朦胧诗人。诗歌的名字叫《表达》。
The poem, titled Expression, is named after the deceased poet who died abroad.
当理想
When ideal,
不再成为财富
No longer a source of wealth,
身上有没有可卖给明天的时候
There is nothing to sell for tomorrow,
一堆时代的果核被准时从桌子上清除
A pile of fruit pits was promptly removed from the table,
还有一次表达遗憾的机会
Another opportunity to express regret.
那就是一旦闭眼就不必再沉默。
That's it. Once you close your eyes, there is no need to be silent anymore.
好吧。
Okay.
就这么着。
That's it.